tournament ended at there can only be one.
There can only be one, yep. And then we, did we start fighting?
Yeah, that's ultimately.
Do we look exact? I knew it. I knew it.
Yes, everything about you is identical.
All right, so they were like even wearing the same clothes.
Yep, same clothes. They both have all of their butt cheeks.
I'm assuming since he's another, you know, Kier Jerry type that, you know.
Maybe he doesn't want to
fight. We're going to hit it off real nice.
Yeah, you guys should kiss.
You know, I probably ran into this guy at the what's it called? The Jerry
Jamboree. Jerry Burie.
The daycare. I'm pretty sure I might have seen this guy once or twice there.
I'm giving the other Summer some side eye.
Well, I mean, like this.
I don't know. I can't do it, but my character can do it.
Yeah. You know, with stunning gusto.
Does it work?
Yeah. Does it have any effect?
No.
His side eye. What do you mean? No.
Actually, intimidation. The other Summer notices and gets very mad.
Does she make side
intimidation
eye?
Intimidation check.
Are we locked in a battle of eyes?
Except for she's side eyeing the other Jerry.
Oh. Me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Well, she already really dislikes her dad. So now there's two of them. She's not happy.
Yeah, because he's a big bitch. Oh.
Hey, how are you doing with your Summer, other Jerry?
She's been a real bitch this whole time.
Oh, man.
She lost half of her ass, and that's all she talked about the entire time until we got it.
I know, right?
It's because it's the only thing that's happened.
She was just being so selfish.
I give her free advice. She just constantly runs out of arrows. I try teaching her magic tricks. She doesn't want to learn anything.
Did yours also use her bow as a bat to hit an orb?
Yeah, she broke it.
I know, that was such a stupid choice.
Here's some free advice.
Get her a new one.
Get a haircut. Quit being such a jerk.
I had to get her a new one. It's better than the last one.
Did she take like half of your winnings from that game show?
All right, that's it. We're fighting. Can I shoot the other Jerry?
Gotta roll for initiative.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't fight.
There can only be one.
One what?
One surviving group.
Yeah, but what if my Jerry dies?
One surviving of each of us.
All right.
Do you want me to take on your Summer? You can take on my Jerry because I can't hurt another Jerry Bear.
We've seen that before. It does not end. It doesn't end. It's very sad.
What, us fighting? Yeah, it just ends up us slapping each other, you know? And, you know.
We ain't got all day.
Yeah, we got to move on. We got to get going, all right? So you take on that. I'll take on your Summer. You take on my whoa, he follows me.
Yeah, I got to. What's that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you probably want to unlink one of them. I thought
he was, like, just mimicking me, like.
Oh, it's not linked.
And they still move? They still both move at the same time?
I think my thing's here. I'll be right back, guys, okay?
Your lawnmower?
I don't know how I'm going to do this.
What, keep track of, like, damage?
Of which one? No, not damage. That's fine, but which... Oh, damage might be a hard one, too. Because I don't know if it'll take it out of both of them.
Why don't you just put two blank characters in there?
Okay.
Well, you know what you can do, Andy? You can copy and paste the character in the I think you can just duplicate it if you hit Command C and Command V in the sidebar, and then change the name.
Okay. And, hold on.
And they'll show up as different. In the
initiative. So take them out of the initiative roll?
Yeah, we'll just have to redo the initiative roll. Okay, no, and so the other tab where it's just the characters. The actors directory.
Let's just click on it. No.
I think if you click on it or right click on it, you can hit copy and paste.
Does it say if I use control C?
I think so. It's been a little while since I did it. Oh, it's just on there. Yeah. I thought I used to do that though. Try right clicking on it again. Sometimes it takes a little while for it to pop up the menu. But nothing shows up.
No. I mean, there's a menu that shows up, but I can't.
It's not. There's no copy.
Oh, I can duplicate.
Yeah, do duplicate.
Oh, okay. Then it shows up as copy.
Yeah, make sure that. Yeah, then you can just change the name to whatever. Or you can just keep a copy. It actually works in this case.
Yeah.
You can also, if you click on their token, you can change it, or if you double right click on it, you can change their portrait, the picture, change the picture to mirrored so they're backwards. I don't know if that helps or not. I guess it doesn't matter. We're not going to be moving around a lot, but.
If I right click on it?
Yeah, if you double right click on it, you get the token options.
Yeah.
I thought at the same spot where you. You select the picture. There's like a mirrored option. It's like a checkbox, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I might be misremembering.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't really matter. We're not going to get confused. And the initiative will have the names. So.
Hey, there's a lock rotation. Here.
Yeah, but it's not the default, so you have to change it every time.
Okay, I found the.
Oh, I can see Jerry's is backwards now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that helps or hurts, but.
It's going to make it probably so much worse.
Yeah. Well, there's words in the background of mine, so I can see that it's
backwards. No, see, when I added it to the initiative, it just says. It doesn't say copy.
You might have to change the token name. It's very confusing. There's a name of the character, and then there's a name of the token. So I don't remember exactly where it is, but it's on a different tab. Or you have to hit like token options or something. I haven't done it in a little while. There you go.
Okay, there we go. I got it.
That would always trip me up because I would not change the name of the token when I would copy over. Because I would copy over like a generic character and then forget to change the token name, and then it would show up as a generic character instead of whatever. Or it would have like the person's actual name. I think that happened like once. I think actually it said Butt Radar Decoy. I think you guys saw that.
I don't remember seeing
it. Oh, because you were surprised.
I was very angry.
Well, you were supposed to be angry.
I was so, so angry.
So how are we going to get out of this pickle? Oh, but the tokens on the initiative aren't backwards.
No, they're not.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Why don't you play some battle music?
Because I don't have any loaded up.
Take some from the Star Wars one.
How do I do that?
It's just a folder, isn't it?
If I add music.
You might have to go up a few folders into Kahuna, because I think you have your own folder for this one.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's all right. Andy's looking for some battle music. I have some really good ones in there. Did you find it, or I can't tell?
lay. Tiger, what do you prefer? Clean shaven Andy or bearded Andy?
I like when he gets the really gnarly, disgusting beard.
The kind where he just sneezes into it. Well,
yeah, where it's got like crumbs and shit in it. Little bits of chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
That was only one time. Did you find it, Andy? I don't know if you're.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to see the name of it when it comes up. I hope you don't get any spoilers from going through all through my folder.
No. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, see that one.
Oh no, it changed.
Yeah, because that one's only a couple seconds. Yeah, because I was gonna make it like the intro.
I just put it on repeat.
Oh no, Andy, that's gonna be terrible. That's so much worse than nothing.
What?
Actually, this loop isn't so bad.
No. Okay, so Boo, we figured out the whole everything.
Everything?
Yeah. Well, you died.
For this room.
You died. No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it turns out.
All right, roll for initiative. I'll do the copies, so don't roll those.
I can't roll those, actually.
Oh, good.
Turns out. Oh, you fucker. Oh, that was not me. I actually did good.
You fucker.
Yeah, you both did good.
I just saw the green dice, and I thought it was mine, but mine is the tiger dice. I forgot.
Weird.
Yeah.
How could you ever get confused with that?
It's been 2 weeks, okay?
I don't think that's your first drinky boo.
No, you know how I am. I go real hard, real fast.
All right. Who's first?
Me.
Summer.
Well, they were going on and basically being mean to me. So I'm going to shoot the other Jerry with an arrow.
Okay.
What do I do?
Go for his legs.
Roll a d20.
That's his weakness. And his arms. That's his other weakness.
That's what you say about everyone. It's never been true.
Also, aim for his stomach. That's definitely his weakness right there.
It's +3, right, Andy?
No, for your longbow, it's 7.
Yeah. All right. +4. So, because I only put +3. So,
yeah. So then roll 1d10. All
right. I should have been shooting arrows this whole time.
Yeah, but you have a finite amount. So that's 8 damage.
Is it a plus any on the damage?
I added.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cure. Original.
Original. The well, original.
Is it original? We don't really know.
We have no idea, and we took no time to talk to them, so we're just going to start shooting them.
I took some time. You just got angry because you don't like being thrown
down. No, well, I don't, actually.
Actually, I don't. I give him an uppercut. I am going to hit this guy with this girl with one of my classic rays of frost.
Surprise. Ray of frost.
Oh, how original. Anything else, all right?
Leave me alone.
One trick pony. One trick Jerry.
Yeah, well, this one will leave you frozen. What am I doing?
You can't even pun right. He's so flustered.
I'm scared.
It's probably because he saw Jerry get hit with an arrow.
Did he though?
Yeah, for like 8 damage.
Roll the d20. Oh, yeah, it was the other Jerry. Oops.
Yeah, he was the one that was getting fucking snippety.
14, so okay. You definitely hit, so then you roll 1d8.
Three.
Three.
Okay.
Who's he hitting?
The other summer.
Well, I don't like that.
Why?
I don't know. It feels wrong.
Okay. Well, talk to your partner then.
Partner, I don't like that. It feels wrong.
You just shot me with an arrow. Well, I don't think.
At least you had it coming.
I didn't, though. I was best friends with this guy, okay? We agreed upon this, all right?
Yeah, agreed about how much you think I'm a bitch.
Get your head in the game, all right? What are you doing here? Are we doing this right now in front of the copies? This is why they're going to win, all right?
That is you're so classic us, Sum Sum.
You love him so much.
All right, so my Jerry...
He's a bitch too.
Well, you're gonna get your
yeah. I doubt it.
Bring it, bitch. Teenagers.
I've got all right. Yeah, I'm gonna
my Jerry is going to use burning hand on both of you.
You had a burning hand this whole time.
Yeah, it costs money. I don't have a job, all right? I have to reserve these for when I need them. The Ray of Frost comes free of charge. But you don't seem to be happy with that.
Dexterity saving throws.
Dexterity saving throw. Okay. Save. Dexterity. Normal.
Oh, no.
Oh,
he knocked me to 14. Does that count?
No.
Oh, shit. Why did Cure roll? Cure copy roll. Someone just must have had them highlighted.
Yeah, I just rolled.
All right, so what? Do we get a prize?
Oh, you definitely get a prize.
Is it money?
It is no. 8 points of damage to both of you.
Oh, that's not good.
Good thing I was at full health.
Oh, I'll let you do it.
Yeah, well, you're not now.
No, I wasn't. Was I? No, I was at 7. I was at 7 HP.
That's not it. That's less than 8.
Oh, you were? Why did I have you at normal?
I don't know. That's the last thing I have wrote down. Minus 3 points equals 7 HP.
Oh, well, then you're dead.
I am dead.
Well... passed out, I guess.
Oh, wow. Here we go again.
Ben's drinking words then, bud.
The other summer.
That's me.
Hey, 7. That's less than 8.
Fires an arrow. I forgot to add +4, +7. So it definitely hits you.
I don't like that either.
Actually, this is kind of Jerry. That's kind of what happened, I think.
For 8 damage.
Oh boy, I have 3 you left.
Both died.
No, I had eight.
You had 8, and then I have to add 3 for the shot. It's 1d10 plus 3.
All right. Nope, game over. Oh, it's been fun.
Oh, so you're both dead.
So it's it's how much? Minus 8.
It was 8, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have 0 now. If only I had thought of to use... Oh. Actually, I don't know what items I even have. Wait, you deleted this, and then we came back.
Yeah. All right, so the other two...
Do we just become them now?
They walk over your bodies. And they walk through that. Actually, they don't walk over your bodies. They turn around and leave the same way they came in.
Okay. Not sure how we're perceiving this.
Nope. And you guys just... you take over them now.
Hooray!
There can be only one. Do we feel different?
I mean, we just murdered them.
Yeah, but
do you feel different?
You did, yeah. You killed your other one. Your copies.
Yeah, we were living the exact same life. We just ran into these other people who were doing the exact same thing. And we murdered them.
I don't feel like my body's exactly where it was before.
No, it's not. You're dead. But you're also, you murdered them.
You must murder to live.
It's Schrodinger's cat. Schrodinger!
So what's my hit point total now?
Whatever the other one was at.
It was 16 100? Minus 8 or something. I forgot what I did.
No. Oh, that other Jerry died too then.
No, the other Jerry didn't die.
Yeah, because he got hit for 8 points and he only had 7.
Well, we didn't. I guess if he had the same
hit. Yeah, but you said there could only be one.
Right. And now,
I follow the rules, man.
Well, I think more accurately, there could be no more than one.
Well, you know, come on.
All right, I'm just going to say walking through that portal, or that door, it just brought you back to the portal.
So we're good?
There was some kind of weird energy through that door.
Ah, yes, Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah, sure, Metal Arc Lemon. Great. I don't know what that means, but okay.
He was a Harlem Globetrotter.
Metal Arc Lemon?
Yeah.
What other what show is that from though?
I
feel like there was a show where
there's
like,
a reference of it on. They reference it on Aqua Teen.
No, that's not what I'm getting at.
The Hunger Force.
Yeah, but no, like I just remember that like some kids named their pet Metal Arc Lemon, and like he ran away and they were looking for it, so they were just sitting there screaming Metal Arc Lemon.
Sounds like a American Dad joke. He's dead.
I don't know. It could be family. Yeah.
All right. That tangent.
So aside. You walk into a hallway, and there's a door to the left, to the right, and one in front of you.
Wait.
I say we go straight.
So
are we back at full health? By the way.
Yeah.
Full.
And let me just write this plus 16. I what would we call this?
Because of
I body snatched. Body snatching
door.
Body
snatched.
Swapped, snatched.
Oh no! We snatched it.
No, I mean it was.
I mean,
really,
you didn't really.
We didn't earn it.
No, we're just.
No, your characters died.
Us, the players, have taken over. These other players these other characters have just shown up. The characters that we were are dead.
They're dead. You guys, they're dead. You guys took so much care of them too. You really cared about them, and then you got. Killed.
I mean, I don't want to think about it too much. I don't feel great about any of this.
Oh, well, cool. I mean, take away one of your first level spell slots.
But he gets flying fist.
Huh?
He gets fire fist.
He had that, but it was used up. One of them was used up.
Oh, okay.
So now you only have one first level spell available.
I thought I had 3 first level spells.
You had 4. You used 2 of them.
Did I? What did he use the other 2 on?
Probably it was either.
He used Burning Hand. Burning Hand's 1.
Yeah, and then you used 2 from last time.
Yeah, but I walked through the door. Doesn't that mean it is a fresh game, isn't it?
No, it's just health.
Oh, but I thought that if I thought I got I got I thought every session I got a.
No, it's every long sleep or long rest.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. All right, cool.
Should we take a long rest?
I'm Ray of Frost and everything then, all right?
Yeah, I know. You do that.
Ray of Frost, Ray of Frost, Ray of Frost, Ray of Frost. Yeah, I'm going to earmark
that. Yeah, it did so well for you so far. You've been dead the entire time, practically.
Honestly, as a player, I expected this. You know, the character, it writes itself. He just dies. He dies.
All right. So which way are you going?
I don't know what my options are.
Left, right, or straight?
Left, right, or forward?
Is there
any
visual clues?
No.
So it's just random.
Well, you know what? Roll a perception check.
All right.
Let's see what you perceive, motherfucker.
I'm sure nothing. I don't see...
Perceive it.
Oh, skills. Oh, how about 18?
All right. So you just hear this loud kind... Not loud, but like you hear like this, the beat of a song. Like you just feel the bass and you can tell it's coming from the left. From the left door.
Am I drawn towards it?
Are you?
I don't know. I am a teenage girl. It's bass, huh?
I would not go near that door.
Is it a good beat?
It's average.
Average beat?
Yeah.
I'm not interested. I'm only interested in the big beats.
All right, so you're going to follow Jerry into the room straight ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. How do I unselect a character?
I think I actually don't know. There's an option that you can click away from it and unselects, but I don't know how you do it otherwise. I don't remember. It always bothered me too. Oh, that's a pedestal with a big treasure. I feel like we made the right choice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Jerry time. It's Jerry time.
We're not even sure the other guy's name was Jerry.
It could be Gary.
Gary.
What if I'm a Gary, guys?
Maybe we're pronouncing it wrong this entire time.
I know a guy at work that's like that.
What?
He's been mispronouncing his name his whole life?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, great. So you're going to open this treasure chest?
Right. A treasure chest sits innocently atop the center of an otherwise empty room. That's it. It's the whole room description.
I don't know about this.
Just looks like it's a nice, nice reward for killing yourself.
But we didn't. We spared ourselves. And then we took ourselves over.
No, you killed the other one.
No, we died.
We did. No, we did.
Yeah, you killed them.
Oh, I guess. It depends on your definition of you.
You.
All right. Well.
Summer and Jerry killed themselves.
Gary.
God will not call you Gary.
I'll do whatever I want. I'm going to open that chest. All right. All right. Summer, stand back. Get your bow ready.
All right.
This is. All right. So I start poking at it, making sure it's not got no magic spell shielding. Does it?
All of a sudden, a big sticky purple tongue bursts out of its chest and starts to
lick you.
Oh my God.
My God.
Get it away.
My God.
I don't like this. Is it enjoying itself? Or is it like wanting to eat me?
Is it sexual?
Because if it's sexual, I'm more horrified. If it wants me to eat me, I can handle that.
It wants to hurt you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like everything. Oh, God.
Roll for initiative.
All right.
14.
8. Mimic. That's not good.
What?
Mimic.
Oh, that the mimic is first?
No, they said its name is Mimic.
Oh. I thought you weren't supposed to be able to see. I don't know why. But...
Well, you just probably weren't thinking.
You were stinking thinking.
Stinking thinking. Dilly dallies.
All right. The mimic attacks Jerry.
No!
You're
right it's there.
You.
Yeah.
And it's actually going to bite you.
I still have a right to say no.
I thought it was strange that he said it was innocently sitting on this pedestal. It doesn't really make sense for a treasure chest to innocently sit.
All right, so 14. Does that hit your AC?
Thanks for that advice. Hindsight really is 2020, isn't it?
What's your AC?
My what? 12.
Okay, it hits you.
No.
It clamps down on your arm.
That's not good.
It better not.
How could it clamp with the tongue?
Because it pulls the tongue back to bite.
No, has it broken my skin?
So it does 5 points of damage, so yes.
Fuck me. I only had 7.
No, you were full health. You're down to 8 now.
Back to full.
What? He's down to 8 already.
Down to 8. This is why wizards don't run up and like touch stuff. They stay in the back. They are notoriously physically weak.
Yeah, but I was trying to be, a gentleman,
Yeah, a gentleman who wanted all the treasure for himself.
Hey, you are bad with money.
That is neither here nor there.
It's somewhere. It's definitely there.
I don't think so.
Now it's on my arm. Would you help me?
I'm going to shoot it.
Shoot it.
Oh, it's not my turn, though.
Ooh, it's your turn.
Well, what can he even do? Oh, let me guess. Ray of Frost.
I smack it in the head with my quarterstaff.
Okay. Roll a d20.
D20. Okay, hold on.
Plus 2. So that's a 13. And that hits, so roll 1d6. All right, so that's 5 points of damage, of bludgeoning damage. Sum, your turn.
I cast Ray of Frost.
You cannot. You're just a non-wizard.
Okay, then I will shoot an arrow at the chest.
Okay. You cannot.
1d20.
D20 plus 7, right?
Yeah.
15.
That does hit.
Yeah, great.
Roll your D10.
It's because this bow is better than my other bow, right? That it's a D10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
So 4 points of damage.
No. 4 points. 4 points.
All right. Now it is the mimic's turn. He's going to bite at Jerry again.
No!
Right there. You didn't move away.
He hit it with the quarterstaff to try to get it some separation.
And to try to assert my authority.
And it only pissed him off more.
My authority.
So I got it. No.
Fuck. 14. Well, 19. So it hits.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Oof,
it almost worked.
I thought about it for half a second. Oh, no. 7 damage.
Oh, he's about to be a snack.
Down to 1 HP.
So you're still alive, so that's like a good.
Still alive at 35.
All right, so it is your turn, Jerry.
Okay, I don't know what to do here, man. Do I have any healing spells?
I think you have. No.
You say no?
Yes, I said.
Fuck. All right. Can I use the mage hand to pick it up and throw it off me?
I think mage hand is only for small. This can't attack, and it can't carry more than 10 pounds.
Maybe you can poke him in the eye.
So this mimic is definitely bigger.
Than 10 pounds?
Yeah.
There's a lot of gold in there. Maybe you should, try opening it.
Can I? What if I jam my quarterstaff in its mouth and try wedging it open? Can I do that? What kind of attack is that? Is that another quarterstaff attack?
I think it's just another quarterstaff attack, yeah.
Would that do anything?
I mean, it would do the damage.
All right, won't do anything. Won't kill it. All right, well, then I'm going to magic missile it.
You're going to burn your last first level spell on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is...
Can't take it with you.
1d20.
Roll. But you get three of them, right? No, you get four. I believe. Or is it just...
I believe.
I think it might just be two. So roll 2d4s separately.
2d4s?
Yeah.
More like 2d's nuts.
Got him.
Hey. So that mimic is dead.
What? Yeah.
Wait, but didn't it explode?
No.
Oh, it just...
The body just is laying there.
My magic missiles are both precise and non-damaging.
They're both lethal and non-damaging.
No collateral damage.
Precise.
That's the promise. That's how they sold it to me.
Like surgery. Surgical strike.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm going right into... Is there any treasure in the treasure
mall? You're covered in, like, slobber of this thing.
Yeah, is there treasure in it?
Roll.
Summer, get in here and check his purse.
I'm not getting anywhere near you. It's disgusting. You look like a dog just spit you out.
Roll an investigation check.
What's that?
Skills investigation.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
You just pull on its tongue. There's nothing inside.
Oh,
he's even
darn.
Did it as again.
As soon as you pull your arm back, the pedestal starts turning.
Oh, great. What'd you do that for?
And so now the pedestal is a mimic too, and it's going to fight you.
What is this? What am I looking at? Harlem Globetrotter?
Meadowlark Lemon.
Who's that?
It's a guy.
But why did you send it?
Because Andy said Meadowlark Lemon.
Oh, okay.
I did say that.
All right. Oh, I get it. I get sports.
It's
yes.
It's my
sport ball.
It's my turn now, right?
The mimic did roll an 18.
But we didn't finish the turns.
It's a new battle. So if you want to reroll your initiatives.
Yeah. Well, I do.
All right. Reroll. beat that 18.
12.
Good job, great. Sucker.
Well, it's not worse.
Oh. Do I have any of my remaining magic missiles, or are they all burnt up?
They're all burnt up.
That's bullshit.
What, you rolled two of them?
Yeah, but didn't I have four?
No, it's your level plus one. So since you're using it on your first level, you only get two.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So it is the mimic's turn.
Tell him not to hit me.
Tell him to don't be a dick.
Do this, God. Come on. All right.
Be a dude. Don't be a dick. Be a dude.
Be a dude. You know.
Oh, shit. Today's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, baby.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was Tuesday. I didn't get my message today. It's Tuesday.
I'm not even gonna ask.
Don't just tell us tell us what's happening.
It is gonna start moving towards summer.
Oh no, it didn't.
So it's gonna use up its movements to go towards summer.
Oh no, you didn't.
And then it's gonna use false appearance.
You could do two things.
Oh, yeah. I'm moving fast a little bit. So it doesn't get that close for you.
Okay.
Oh, seven.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing happens.
Can't do shit.
So now it is Summer's turn.
I have listed here that I have a potion.
Potion of?
I didn't know there was more than one potion, so it must be a healing
potion. I thought there was only one potion, yeah.
I mean, certainly there are other potions, but I didn't write anything down. All I wrote was potion, so it must be a health potion.
Yeah, I think you got it from the Flame Skull.
Okay, I need to throw it to Jerry.
Okay. Roll, give me an athletics check. Or just do an athletics roll.
Okay. Athletics.
Okay. So you successfully throw it in Jerry's direction. Ooh, give me an athletics check.
Don't fuck this up.
Wizards are known for their athletics.
It wasn't a one, though.
He completely boggles it. And yeah, as he's boggling it, it slides and rolls towards the wall.
Oh.
Does not break, but it rolls towards the wall.
Okay.
My God.
Sometimes I think
it is your turn.
Sometimes I think you deserve to die.
Am I healed yet?
What?
From what?
From the potion that you missed? That you boggled and rolled away from you?
Where's that go? I'm gonna go after it.
It's okay, so go after it.
All right.
You're gonna use up your two turns to go pick or your two was it maneuvers to pick it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Right.
You can't take it till next turn, though.
That's fine.
Okay. Oh, you don't have a choice, though.
What?
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Wait, what? You don't have a choice.
So the mimic moves closer to summer.
I don't know.
And it will use pseudopod.
Why do they get all these cool attacks?
Because. All right. So 13
plus
5, so 20. Ugh. So that hits?
Yeah.
Seven points of damage.
What is it?
How did you end up at 25 hit points?
When we went through the door, I thought we got healed.
Oh, okay,
I changed it.
Okay,
I was at 16.
You were up that high. What's Boo's new total?
One.
No, not now. Your total. When you leveled up.
20.
Oh, you're at 20?
That's what it says on my thing.
Oh, so you got plenty of health.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said that we got full health after we went through that door.
You did, but I put them up to 15 only for some reason.
Oh. That's what I get for when I'm not doing my own.
What is that? 14. So, that's 6? You're at 6 points instead of 1.
Okay.
6.
And
that is correct.
And I'm minus how many? 7? Minus 7?
7.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're at 18.
18.
Tiger.
What?
It's your turn.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to shoot at with an arrow. I'm still far enough to use an arrow, right?
He's within 5 feet.
I think as long as there's any separation, I can shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as you're not, like, entangled.
Yeah, it wouldn't make a lot of sense. Okay. Then D20 plus 7. All right, great. Great job, me.
Way to go. Okay, that would hit it. So 1D10. Hey, you leave that mistake in there next time.
No. Yeah. 12 damage. 12? It's dead, right?
Nope.
See you later. See ya. Oh, damn it. I'm sure Jerry will make the most of his turn.
Hey.
I'm trying to figure out how to get the damn screen. I can never remember how to do it.
Yeah, it comes up every week.
Yeah,
you're not able to... to rotate anymore, right?
Let's see. Hold on. No, I don't think so.
Good. Uh-oh. I locked it.
Yeah, it just scrolls now. I can't. It doesn't rotate.
Good.
All right.
Okay. So now it is Jerry's turn.
I used the potion.
All right. Heals.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Roll 2d4. You can do them at the same time. So you gain back 6 points of health.
6 points.
All right. So now it is the mimic's turn again.
I don't know if he needs another turn.
And are you for the pseudopods? You know what? No, he's going to close the distance and bite you.
Summer days.
Oh, shit. I rolled it under Jerry. Oh, he got a critical failure.
That's cool.
Who, me?
He went to bite, but instead he bit his tongue.
That's really dumb.
Why did it say me?
Because I was clicked on your name. Oh, since he bit his tongue, he took a little bit of damage.
I mean, he is a mimic.
Which reminds me, these shouldn't say Tiger and Boo. They should say some summer. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. So now,
does that make you mad?
Yeah, it does. It makes me so fucking mad. So fucking mad. I'm so mad. I guess I would use my longbow, but I think we were saying since I'm like engaged, that
he's pretty close.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he came into play. Yeah.
Okay, so then I have to use my sword.
You can use your sword, yeah.
All right, I'm going to use it with two hands because there's really no drawback to not doing that. And 1d20 plus 4.
Great. So roll a d8.
D8 plus, what is it?
Two. Plus, 1d10, I'm sorry.
1d10.
1d10 plus 2. So it does 6 points of damage,
and it's dead.
It drops over dead.
Ah, yes. And now I'm covered in slobber.
Yes,
slobber. I check it.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't bite you. He failed.
Oh, he bit his own tongue, but he was pretty close.
Yeah, it was pretty close. All right, that ends the battle.
All right, can I find out if it has? Right. Does it have treasure inside of it?
Roll an investigation check. It's a pedestal, so I don't know what you expect find inside of a pedestal.
Wait, hold on. Do we know, was it because it's called a mimic, so was it one thing and then another thing, or is it two things?
They were two different mimics. One looked like the treasure chest, the other one looked like the pedestal it was sitting on.
Okay. Well, I better investigate it anyway.
That's how they got us.
11.
11? You find nothing. You just get all slobbery because he reached your hand into his mouth.
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Why did I do that?
Okay, so you walk back out that door. And so now you got a door on the left and a door on the right. The door on the right has the music beat that you can feel.
All right, we're going towards the music. Oh. You got to choose the last door, and look what happened to us. You almost died again.
Again?
Yeah.
I didn't die. I never died. I've been here all along.
That's right, and we'll never speak of it again. All right, I'm walking towards the music.
The music door.
Maybe it isn't that bad after all.
It has to be.
Maybe
good.
It is a big
beat.
It
can't be bad. It has to be good. It can't be that bad.
No. Uh-oh. He's doing a lot of reading. I don't like that.
He's scared.
I just read really slow.
Oh. Ah!
My God. What is this?
Room 28.
Can you see that?
It's the name of the room.
Oh. Thought I had that.
You can. But you didn't.
Okay. This room is pretty standard, not much going on here, except for one thing. There's a round, fleshy monstrosity hovering a few inches from the ground.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big son of a bitch, maybe 5 feet in diameter. Four eye stalks protrude from its glistening hide, and a single big eye observes you above its slavering maw.
It's got a maw?
It's a maw, dog.
Oh, my God. Hello, we are Kier and Summer.
Yes, your daughter. I am his daughter.
A daughter, yeah. What's your fake name, honey?
I don't have a fake name. Oh, you mean my character's name, Ari Strongbow? Yeah.
All right, this is
Show me what you've got.
This is Army Strong Blow.
Show me what you've got.
What? Like, what do you mean?
We gotta give him what he's got. Show me
what you've got.
I am not shaking it for you. You old pervert. Show me what you've
got.
All right, I start throwing prestidigitation everywhere.
To do what?
You don't know what that is, do you?
It's a finger.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. Oh, yeah, but what are you doing with it?
I'm showing him what I've got.
Yeah, but you have to, like, are you doing...
I'm kind of dancing.
Yeah, but are you doing, like, flames, sparks?
Sparks. I'm doing sparks and dancing. Sparks for my hands.
Okay, give me a charisma check.
How cool is it? I guess we'll find out.
That's what we're about to find out.
Sorry, I forgot we're crew.
Twelve. That's pretty damn cool, if I say so myself.
Yeah, it's sparking good times.
That's not a pun.
No, not good.
And it'll spark more.
The head turns to Summer and goes, show me what you've got.
You can see plainly what I've got. Look at me.
Show me what you've got.
I don't know what that means.
Show me what you've got.
All right. I start awkwardly swaying side to side. And then I start to lose myself in the music. And I begin dancing more and more like no one is watching.
Nope, not good. Roll for initiative.
What was I supposed to do?
Have you not seen the episode?
Well, Summer didn't see the episode. Was I supposed to just start singing over the music?
You've seen the episode.
Narrating.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I've seen the episode.
So, what do they do?
You gotta start singing, bud. Do it.
Yeah, but there's already music playing.
So, it doesn't matter. It's too late.
Yeah, I did the best I could. And I almost came out on top.
You were close, I guess.
You don't even know. Oh, I guess you do.
I'm the one that does know, yes.
Oh, he's got all the answers.
Ooh, roll initiative.
I'm rolling. Rolling. Hold on. I'm hurrying. I'm almost there.
God.
Oh boy.
Your daughter is right here.
All right, so the spectator is first.
She's leaving.
And we'll look at Summer because Summer didn't even try.
I did try. I was dancing. I was doing a dance.
And it uses a fear ray. So, Summer, give me a wisdom saving throw.
I object to that. I wasn't even trying.
All right. Then you did worse. Is that better?
I guess. I don't know.
That's what he says. I couldn't remember what the giant head says. No, I put that on repeat, damn it.
No, you didn't.
No, this works. This works too.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Okay.
So you failed?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But I got a rather low score.
Yeah. No, you got a 3.
4.
That's pretty. You got a 4. That's pretty much failing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're now scared of this guy.
What is it? Does that have a mechanic?
Yes.
What is it?
You every time, I mean, you can still attack him, but you have to roll with disadvantage.
Okay. Doesn't matter. My turn's not up for a while anyway.
Well, I mean, there's only three, so. Jerry, your turn.
Oh, you guys are going to love.
Oh, this. Ray of Frost?
I'm going invisible.
Oh, okay. You're going to go invisible. Okay. Yeah. Seems very productive for a fight.
He's never going to see it coming.
Bad pun.
I don't know if that's a pun. He's literally.
Yeah, it's not very clear.
That
one's much better. Yes.
It doesn't have it in here.
Rage.
My pun?
That too.
Invisibility?
How did we even know he can do it?
Everyone's got to turn around, all right? Look at me if I want to do this right.
Oh, there it is.
He's almost finished.
Wow. It was like right in front of my face. I missed it. Okay, so you're invisible now.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Nobody look at me.
Great.
Nobody look at me.
They can't. Summer, your turn.
I'm going to shoot arrows at him.
Okay, are you keeping track of how many arrows you got?
Nope.
I just assume you take them off of the dead bodies.
Sure. I was, and I had forgotten that I should still be doing that, but I'm still not going to do it.
1d20, please.
Oh, 6. Why? That's going to be bad. I'm rolling with disadvantage.
No, you have to roll a wisdom check with disadvantage, not your attack.
All right, so the first one would be the one that counts, and it's.
And it's a 6, so you miss very, very badly. Give me a wisdom saving check.
All right. I bet I'm still pretty fucking wise.
Your average intelligence. Okay, so you're no longer scared of him. Oh, no, roll with disadvantage. Roll one more. Okay, we're going to take the 14. So you're no longer scared of him.
Oh, yeah, I've gained confidence after missing him with my arrow.
Somehow.
Yes.
All right. What is that going on here? Okay. So it's just going to use its turn to move closer to you. And just yell at Summer again, saying disqualified.
So I can go?
No. You got to fight. All right. Jerry, what are you doing in your invisibleness?
I'm sneaking around behind him. I want to move as close as I can, but sneak around to hide him. So I'm going to use a couple of maneuvers.
Okay. And sneak around behind him. And then it's Summer's turn.
All right. I'll shoot again, I guess.
1d20.
Ah.
You miss wildly again. The creature then walks forward and is right next to Summer. But ends the turn.
That's menacing.
Oh, yeah. Jerry.
My turn again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the room? Can I do a perception check?
No, you just see, like, the speakers. It's a pretty basic room.
Is the speakers heavy?
Yeah. Yeah, they're bolted into the wall.
So there's nothing in there at all?
No.
All right. Ray of Frost.
Good thing you're invisible.
He's got to, it's got to get real chilly in here. He's not going to see it coming. I was hoping there'd be like a rock I could pick up with my, you know, this fucking mage hand thing I never get to use.
You should poke him in the eye.
Can I do that? No, that's an attack.
No, you're behind him.
Would that do anything, though, if I poked him in the eye with the mage hand?
Yeah, he'd be... you would be...
I mean, he has four other eyes.
Yeah, right, but it still hurts to get poked in the eye.
Yeah, but I don't think it could do damage.
So?
No, it wouldn't do damage.
It would get him the hell away from me.
It would stop him from being or using one of his attacks.
Maybe he would leave us alone. No, you're right. You should Ray of Frost him.
Yep, he's frosted right in his butt.
All right, 1d20. Frost in his butt. 1d20.
All right.
Okay, you hit him, and then do 1d8. Oh, nice. So 8 damage.
He's dead now, huh?
Nope. Summer.
You know what I'm going to do? I will reach into my bottomless quiver, pulling out an arrow and shooting in his direction. 9. Oh, plus 4.
Plus 7. Plus
7. That's enough.
Yeah. All right, so, it's enough. Yeah, that's enough. Roll 1d10.
Plus 3, right?
Yes. Oh, 9.
That's pretty good, actually.
He's
going to wish he didn't fuck with me.
He is close enough to Summer. Oh, and Boo, and your invisibility is no more.
Oh, no.
Hey.
As soon as you cast a spell or attack, it goes away.
Oh, bogus.
Yeah. I bet you're glad you used one of your spells on that.
I don't give a fuck, man.
Okay.
Ask me if I care. Go ahead. Ask me if I care. Go ahead. Go ahead. Say, Boo, do you care?
I don't care if you care at all.
Jerry, do you care?
No. Yes. I'm all out.
The creature will then bite.
Think better of it and go home. He goes back to his home planet.
Go bite Summer.
Aha!
Ooh. So,
but misses, I'm too slippery.
Misses, yes. So now it is Jerry's turn.
And he is in a compromised position, certainly.
Where am I? Behind him still?
You're behind him, yeah. You're a little bit farther back.
All right. I guess I'm going to Ray of Frost him.
All right. Do another D20.
I forgot last time. Did you hit him with the Ray of Frost?
Yeah, yes. It was real good.
Oh, that's right. It was real good. That's not as good.
You miss.
What? This fucking game.
I'm going to hit him with some arrows.
Okay. Okay, so that hits 1d10. Plus 3.
Oh, so much damage.
So much damage.
And he poofs into a red mist.
He does die.
Yeah. An embarrassing death.
Did we show him what we've got?
Yeah,
you showed him what you got.
Yeah, what I've got is a bunch of goddamn arrows and... I'm a good dancer and confident too.
Well, he's not dead enough to say disqualified, and then he dies.
Wow. Wow.
That seemed unnecessary.
As soon as he dies, a trap door pops open in the back of the room.
Hey, trap door.
I don't like the trap part of that.
Well, that's why you should go investigate it first.
Investigate the trap door or loot his body?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Listen, I keep trying to investigate these chests and I keep getting bitten. All right. I don't think you're going to get bitten by a trap door.
All right. I jump into the door, into the garbage pit.
It's not that big.
Oh. I can't fit in it? Do I get stuck?
Your 1 foot goes down into it, and it hits a bag of some sort.
Is it bodies?
If you can't fit into it, why do you think there would be bodies in there?
No, I don't.
Get down and grab.
Maybe.
I get down and grab his foot, and grab her foot and pull it out and start looking.
Ow.
You are messing around too much.
All right. Inside the trapdoor cubbyhole is a bag containing 17 gold, 2 small rubies, and a dead spider. Ah!
I give Summer the dead spider.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
That dead spider is worth 5,000 gold pieces.
To whom?
Someone. the seller of antiquities. It's actually a Fabergé dead spider.
Well, I give it. I knew that all along. I felt like, you know, the rest of the stuff's pretty good for that.
Yeah, zone. That's great, I guess.
Wow, she doesn't even appreciate.
Well, I'm gonna have to sell this now. I'm gonna have to find a buyer or sell it on eBay. Now I gotta carry on this stupid fragile spider.
My God!
You gave me a spider ring, basically. Worst dad ever.
I don't know. I feel like this is how you would react in real life, Tiger.
No.
Like, if someone gave you a $5,000 Fabergé spider that was, you know, you'd be like, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, you're welcome.
Let's go. All right, then.
All right, there's only one door left. Well, you can go, I guess, back to the room where you killed yourself, but
see if we're still dead.
Yeah.
No, I'm never going back. I'm gonna try and forget that as much as I can.
Right. So you go into the door.
Wow.
What is that, an anime skull?
No, it's nowhere.
Oh.
He doesn't get it.
No, I don't think he does.
I don't.
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
It's a movie film.
Never heard of it.
A massive disembodied humanoid head hovers above the floor. The bottom of its neck is capped with some kind of metal device. It appears to be muttering to itself, but what it's saying sounds like gibberish.
That's racist.
Against gibbers?
Could just be an accent.
Continue, please.
What do you do?
Oh. That's it?
Oh, go ahead, Tiger. Go ahead. Continue.
What do you want from us, monster?
It just keeps gibbering.
Oh.
But you can't really make it out because you didn't. You're still too far away.
All right, so I get closer and I investigate.
All right, investigation check. Or perception. Do perception? Do a perception check.
Got it.
Successful.
It is successful.
Yeah!
All right, so you see at the
we did it.
The device at the base of the head of the head's neck is a series of pipes and tubes connecting to a glowing furnace. A clumsy series of gears and wheels grinds loudly from inside the device, which coughs up weak plumes of smoke. As the furnace glows brighter, the head begins to speak more clearly, which is to say its gibberish only gets louder. Mumford, Potato, Spellin, Casper, Igneous. It sounds as though it's listed in words, and now it starts to yell. A piercing hiss comes from behind the pipes and tubes under the head, and a bunch of thin strips of parchment suddenly shoot forth. From the dark corners of the room, four giant spiders suddenly rush up in a kind of worshipful reverence. One skitters up to you and shoves each of you, and shoves the parchment strips into your face. Read, it chitters, to self, not out loud. So I will have to talk to you individually.
Wait a second. How does a spider shove someone?
With its legs.
Got him.
I'm one of them now.
What do you mean you're one of them?
Spiders. I'm in the spider clan because I have a dead spider Fabergé.
Okay, that sucks.
Doesn't suck. They.
Have you complained so much that we broke the other game?
I think they recognize me as one of their own. Perhaps a god.
You have an unlimited. You have an unlimited quiver. You somehow joined a spider gang. Yeah, you can't have the force in the other game.
And he could have tried to stop me. He made no effort to stop me. I'm not even sure he's paying attention.
Me? No, I am not. Okay, so how do I mute one of you?
Boo should be deaf right now.
Okay, yeah, I can't.
We'll get the mic drink.
Okay. Pick a number 1 through 4.
Two.
Two? Okay. You really love this head.
What do you mean?
No one is allowed to approach the head.
How big is the head again? I don't remember.
It's pretty big.
Like I could go inside of it?
No, not that big.
Because this looks like a space station.
Like, yeah. Well, you know my pictures aren't.
Accurate. No, I know, but I'm just trying to get a sense. It's not quite that big. But it's bigger than a human head.
Or, you know what? Give me a roll of d20 for me.
All right.
Okay, so now you really love the head. No one is allowed to approach the head, and you have to keep all others away.
Just try to keep people away.
Yeah.
Okay. Even spiders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so can you undeafen Boo and deafen yourself? I'll give you a thumbs up when you can.
All right. Hold on. So Boo's on deaf. I should be deaf now.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't hear you.
Okay, good. You're a jerk. Okay, Boo. Roll a d20 for me. Okay. Oh, that's good. Now pick a number 1 through 4.
Three.
Three. Okay. So this parchment that he hands you, it says the head is unnatural. It makes you sick. Just what does it think it's doing? You have to kill the head. Okay.
I have to kill the head?
Yes.
Oh my god.
She's not even looking.
He's never going to hear it.
I know. It's going to go on forever.
Hello.
Okay. So I forgot to make one for the head. So I'm just going to put this one back in. Oh, I got to adjust some stuff. Like I said, better.
Bless you.
Thank you. I forgot to put this character in. It's not going to have a picture either.
Spiders. It's right up on us. But can they see the spider gem?
Okay. Okay. So, I guess we should roll for initiative.
Oh, this is a fight.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Good thing I'm at my most strongest.
Wait, can we take a long rest first?
Nope.
No.
We're in this to win it.
All right.
All right.
Hey, Tiger, you're first.
Ladies first.
I don't know. How many arrows should we say I have left? Because I can't have unlimited. Did I use 10? Do you think it was more than 10?
I would say it's probably.
Okay.
I'm going to say all the ones that you hit them with, you're able to get back, but every shot you missed, that arrow breaks.
Well, I don't think I missed 10 times. Maybe over the whole game. I don't know.
Over the whole game, right. Yeah.
So I have 10 arrows remaining. There's a spider in front of each of us, and they don't look friendly, I imagine.
They do not.
And there's a spider up at top. Is that a real spider? What is he doing?
He's just standing there staring at you, waiting for you to make your
move. Is he by the head?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot it.
Shoot the one on the top?
Yeah.
I did not add them
to. Oh, fuck. 4 giant spiders? We're doomed. We can't beat 4 spiders.
So the first giant spider just moved closer to the head, so I'll let you attack the giant spider. Right.
Maybe we'll become the spiders like last time we killed something.
I'd rather be a spider than... No, I don't mean that.
Yourself?
Yeah.
All right, so you're able to hit it
and
with the arrow.
Explode it into a million.
Okay, 1d10.
Okay.
So 12 damage. All right, as soon as you do that, the other spiders run away because they did not mean you any harm.
I tried to talk to the spider. I tried to tell him I was actually its god. The spider gems.
So now you're just left with the head.
Well, now what? Oh, the head?
Yes.
All right.
So, ooh, it is your turn.
I whack him with my quarterstaff.
The head?
You whack the head?
Yeah. I mean, are we trying to talk to him or are we trying to fight him?
I think we should talk to him.
He just keeps mumbling inconsistent, like just the same 4 words. That's all.
So, what are the 4 words again?
Oh, 5 words. Sorry, Mumford, Potato, Spellin, Casper, Igneous.
Does anything happen if I repeat that?
No.
All right, so I just have to fight him.
Yeah.
All right. I hit him with my quarterstaff.
Okay.
Hit him a stiff whack with it.
All right.
That means you must approach the head.
Yeah, I approached it.
Okay, so you walk up closer to it?
Yep.
Okay.
And I smack it.
All right. Roll a d20 then.
I don't think you should smack it. I think you should be its friend.
How?
By giving it candy.
All right, I'm just going to hit enter right now.
You managed to... You just bludgeon it?
I kind of more poked it, you know, it was, but it was a stern.
Okay.
Well, like that. It probably caused some damage, but hopefully I didn't get him in the eye.
Like,
roll a d6.
Give it a quick rap.
It's 5 points. All right, Summer, your turn.
I'm going to grab Jerry and pull him back towards where I'm standing.
Okay. Give me an animal handling check.
It's not very nice.
That's why I started laughing.
Yeah.
All right. You're not able to.
All right.
The head just kind of, it doesn't really do anything. Just sits there, blinking, staring at you.
Oh, good. I was worried that was going to really incite its anger.
Oh, I mean, it's just a head. Can't really do much.
I'm just a head, and I'm only a head, sitting here on Capitol bed. Show me what you got. You should have
did that for what you got. Yeah. Jerry, your turn.
Ray of Frost?
You gonna do Ray of Frost?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he likes Ray of Frost.
I'm all out of everything else. I have Spider Climb and Shield left.
Spider Climb?
Yeah, it's where I can climb on walls.
Like a spider?
Yeah.
No, like a chicken.
I can give it to people, too, if you ever wanted it.
Yes. I want it.
All right, do 1d8.
Five
damage, but then you notice your ray of frost hit the furnace that was underneath it, and that really, really weakened it a lot. So it takes another 5 points of damage.
Hooray!
God damn it! Summer, your turn.
I start sprinting towards the head. How far can I get?
If you sprint, you can get up next to it.
Right next to it?
Yeah.
In between Jerry and the head?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Jerry and the head.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay. The head just kind of blinks, but it's a little bit slower this time.
It blinks slowly?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is it, though?
Just a thing to say. What? It's just a thing to say.
Jerry, your turn.
Frost!
You're going to hit Summer. Summer's standing right in front of the head.
All right. Shield.
On you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you can just do it. So you have a +5 to your AC for the rest of the fight.
Cool.
Tiger? Or Summer?
Wait, no, it's the head's turn.
No. Oh, after Boo, yeah, it is. Right, I forgot you ran up.
Yeah.
The head just sits there. Can't really do much because it's just...
Continues to sit there?
A head with a bunch of wires and furnace sitting underneath it. I mean, it blinks, but slowly.
Yeah. I would like to jump on the head.
Okay. Give me an acrobatics check.
With my arms and legs, like jumping into somebody's arms. Acrobatics.
Okay. You don't make it on top of the head.
But what happens?
You slide down, and you end up sitting on the floor with your arms wrapped around
a furnace.
The furnace, yeah. But it's a clear line of view for you're no longer standing right in front of the head.
Uh-oh.
So, Jerry.
Frosty.
All right, you're going to hit with another ray of frost. 1d20. Right, then do a d8, I believe it is. Yeah, 1d8. Ooh, nice. So then it gets additional damage again, 5 more points of damage to the furnace, and now it blinks even slower. Kind of looks like it's going to die with how slow its eyes are closing.
No, not the head.
All right, what do you do?
It's
Tiger.
So his turn was just spent blinking?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to jump on the head and hug it some more.
Hey, acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
This time when you go to jump on it, you completely miss. Mm. And you just land on the floor on the other side.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Jerry?
Oh, man. Yeah. Ray of Frost.
All right. Another d20.
I don't know what we're supposed to... there's nothing else in the room just fighting this guy?
Yeah. Just the head and everything that makes it work.
Yeah. Because I'm like out of attacks almost. Except for that and my quarter stiff.
Yeah. All right, so roll a d8.
Hooray!
Another 8. Wow.
The natural 8.
Killing it.
An 8. So with that, the giant head closes its eyes.
Not the head.
Closes its eyes, but it does not open them. And the furnace goes out. And as Summer looks on, she sees the furnace just completely dying. She gets very, very sad.
Very upset. You never wanted us to be together. You always hated this head. You didn't even give it a chance.
You were shooting it too.
I was not. You don't even pay attention.
So after the head dies, both of your guys' thoughts are clear. You're thinking back to normal.
No more stinking thinking?
No more thinking for you.
Oh.
Well, Jerry never really thinks anything.
What?
He more just goes with the flow.
Oh, that was weird.
You want to talk about head? You want to talk about your experience a little bit?
Are you scared?
No, I really, really loved the head.
Listen, the head wasn't talking to nobody.
That's true, which makes
he did not have your best interest in heart.
But we don't know that.
I think I do.
I think if I just had a chance.
I don't think so. I don't think he had any. I don't think he had a good head on his shoulders. I think he had any shoulders. Can't trust a guy without shoulders. They have no backbone. Take that as a lesson.
All right. if you guys just want to walk into this next room, and then we can end it there.
Okay.
I run. Oh, I can't move.
Yes, I paused you.
Come on, man.
Oh, this is Shenanigans Irish Bowls pub.
Irish Bowls?
That's what it looks like it says. What does it say?
Irish pub.
Irish pub. Oh,
that makes more sense.
I assume.
No, I think it says Irish buns.
Does it though? I'm pretty sure that's a P.
Yeah, P. P-U-N. Oh. No, not puns. Oh my god, that's okay. The guy from Megaton.
What?
One of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like the irradiated guy from Megaton.
He is. All right.
From Megaton?
Okay, so this room is one of those chain restaurants that looks like a wacky tavern with all kinds of bright lights and kitschy crap on the walls. Numerous patrons cower at their tables. Could the appetizers really be that bad? So as you enter, an animatronic iguana wearing overalls and a straw hat comes over and says, "Hi, welcome to Frankie Freem's. Y'all need a drink?" She's trying to be like some kind of Southern Belle and is carrying a guitar. Except she's a lizard and the name tag reads Layla.
Do